I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had, there are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative networks, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E. Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. We are at war in ways that most people don't perceive. And so we'll talk about that this year and perhaps what is to be done, dear comrades. Interesting things. How about a little bit? Before we get started, maybe announcements. Obviously, we're at the tail end of the second annual John Stabmiller book drive. Week six. This week's book is Checkmate, The Game of Princes, published originally in 1993 by Jeffrey A. Baker. And so make a donation of $100 or more for your chance to win. Entrants who have not won already have been added to subsequent week's drawings, including this one. So, but you know, obviously the important thing is your support of the network, and that's greatly appreciated. Also, there is the quilt raffle. And for both of these things, you can see the website for details. The quilt fundraiser page is titled RBN's New Year Rebel Madman Rabble Raiser. So to participate, call 800-724-2719 and leave a gift of $250 or more. And the lucky winner will receive a packaged gift containing a Confederate flag quilt, which you can see pictured on the post, RBN mug, t-shirt, business cards, and bumper stickers. Perfect. The winner will be determined at the end of this month, January 2024. And if you've already donated in the last 3 weeks, an equivalent gift, December 10th through the 31st, and you want to participate, you're eligible to join in. Just call and let us know that you're interested. Again, 800-724-2719. This obviously is a listener-supported network. There is no Ford Foundation grant for obvious reasons. We're not part of the think tanky scenario planning public relations network designed to manipulate, persuade, air quotes, and influence, air quotes, the masses. Trying to inform people, real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth. And so this is a listener-supported network, and your support is greatly appreciated. So thank you. And again, for more information on that, you can visit republicbroadcasting.org and find out all you need to know. Maybe a couple of things in history, but before we do that, I would be remiss if I didn't mention, because I didn't mention yesterday, the unfortunate passing of John Pilger. I mentioned him a couple of times recently, and you guys didn't correct me, so it stood. It doesn't make it any more true, but when I mentioned him, whenever it was before we took the Christmas break, I mentioned The War You Don't See, which was his 2010 documentary, and everyone should see it. If you haven't seen it, you should see it. For years, I've maintained that the Congressional Research Service report, RL33627, titled NATO and Afghanistan, A Test of the Transatlantic Alliance, should be essential reading for parents and their children who want to join the military. And apparently, I don't know, 30 or 40 pages is too much for people to read before they decide to put themselves in the hands of a government that doesn't have a problem taking their life, or, you know, the life of a child, parent's child. 30 pages is just too much, and the war propaganda is overwhelming. So, you know, listen to the experts. Of course, it's going to be the militarized propaganda everywhere. There's a reason why young people want to join the military before they even know what that is. And you have to kind of think about that. You know, we say it's crazy when we hear overseas that kids are picking up guns to defend their own country. Who are the invaders? Finish this statement. 2003, Iraq, what? It was an invasion, wasn't it? Who were the invaders? So you have young people that take up arms to defend their own country and their own people. And that's crazy. Oh my gosh, these kids, they're just kids. And it is crazy. However, you know, there's more to that story. For example, what John Taylor Gatto has discussed regarding this concept, this aberrant sort of concept of adolescence. That notwithstanding, we say it's crazy when we hear there are these young people taking up arms over there, but it's not crazy somehow. Over here, when Junior wants to join the army at 7 years old, that's perfectly normal. No, that's patriotic. Interesting how that works. Anyway, The War You Don't See might be a great substitute in lieu of RL33627. It's obviously more immersive. Again, air quotes. You know, it's visual. There's not all that pesky reading involved. But there is a scene. Maybe we should even play that scene. I don't know. Toward the end. If you've seen it, you probably know what I'm talking about. And it's horrifying. And this is, you know, all's fair in love and war. This is part of a theme. I want to get back to this and really push forward through this going through this year. You know, maybe we can grow a little bit and learn and do better this year. And maybe, who knows, maybe word will get out and others will do better as well. Mises wrote the book, published in 1944, which was an interesting time, Omnipotent Government, The Rise of the Total State and Total War. I mentioned a Toddism yesterday, and there's also the concept of Lebensraum, some other interesting things in that book. But there are some crooked parts in there, and I intend to straighten those out. And who knows, maybe we can share some notes or whatever, but probably talk about that. But again, there are, as I said yesterday, it's interesting how many people are out there who think they understand what's going on and how things work when they don't have the foggiest notion of how manipulation and deception works. I mentioned Robert Cialdini yesterday. Maybe we should play one of those videos. I think I mentioned a few yesterday. Power of Influence and Persuasion, the Joe Polish interview, the Power of Persuasion, the RSA video, the Science of Persuasion, including the sections and the ideas that he outlines that you know people don't understand. These are ways that you're influenced and persuaded. Reciprocity, scarcity, authority, consistency, consensus. This gets back to those psychological experiments that we've talked about on this network many times. Then there's the Persuasion stuff. Persuasion by Robert Cialdini. You know, it's, you know, the Waffle Street stuff. The Waffle Street opening. We could insert it here. What we do is legal, therefore it's not unethical. If it was unethical, it would be illegal. Over and over and over. What we do is legal, therefore it's not unethical. If it was unethical, it would be illegal. Except not so much. Versus, as I said yesterday, you know, the Christian ethic is you've died to the law, and now, as Romans 7 says, you're called to a higher standard, the spirit of the law, not the letter. You're not trying to find some loophole like this. Well, it's not exactly unethical. No, it's ethical. No, not really. It's manipulative. And that's unethical, period. So, you know, it's funny how, again, the perspective changes things. It's ethical as long as I'm doing it to somebody else. But when it's being done to me, I don't feel so good about it. Maybe it's not ethical. So those are interesting pieces. And people don't understand this stuff. They don't understand color revolution. They don't understand terrorism as theater. And how that works, you know, when you want to influence people in a way that will prevent them from resisting. Like if you're gonna try to shove some kind of legislative or administrative boot down people's throats, then what you do is you put a story out in the press, you know, some kind of new gun control, which isn't gun control, it's confiscation. What you do is you put a story out that menaces the people and makes them feel ashamed and guilty in front of whatever it is you're doing so that they won't resist because they'll feel dirty and like criminals because they don't understand how the manipulation is working. Like Brian Michael Jenkins said, terrorism is aimed at the people watching, not the actual victims. Terrorism is theater. It is a campaign of violence designed to inspire fear, to create an atmosphere of alarm which causes people to exaggerate the strength and importance of the terrorist movement. Terrorism is violence for effect. Terrorists choreograph violence to achieve maximum publicity. Terrorism is theater. Terrorists want a lot of people watching, not a lot of people dead. And so this is essential to understand how the world works these days. It is a very Machiavellian world these days. You could read The Prince, for example, and get an idea of how these things work. But most people have no idea. This is how the world works. This is how the sausage is made. And, you know, the Gladio archetype, the strategy of tension, having people clamor to their kidnapper for safety, perceived. The psychological experiments that have been done on this stuff over time. The Milgram experiment, the Stanford Prison experiment, and the subsequent book, Zimbardo's Lucifer Effect. The Ash Conformity experiment. Leon Festinger's cognitive dissonance study, and of course the monkey ladder that never happened, but it serves its purpose in terms of how people go along and in terms of herd think. So, you know, and how many people have read Bernays, for that matter, understand these things actually happen? Don't really understand why certain movies get made, or why Hasbro, a toy company, is involved in military-oriented movies and things like that. We should be wise and understand how these things work. If we don't, if we're naive, then we will be victimized. RL33627. NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the transatlantic alliance. The one that you want to read is the 2008. That's not what we want. If you're interested, some people are. Is it still on WikiLeaks? Yep. I think it's still on WikiLeaks, is it? October 23rd, 2008. You can find it there. You can find it other places. No, that's a different version. Let's do this. Just for posterity's sake, while we're talking about it. RL33627. NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the transatlantic alliance. As to the transatlantic alliance, you want the October 23rd, 2007 revision. Because you will read in the summary these words. Do we have time? Let's see. Not really. 20 seconds. Well, the mission of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, in Afghanistan is seen as... No, that's... How did that get changed? It's not seen as... It is a test. Anyway. Seen as a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities. The Allies are seeking to create a new NATO, able to go beyond the European theater and combat new threats, such as terrorism. Who are the terrorists or the terrorist makers? And weapons of mass destruction. Where do those come from? Stick around. We'll be right back.
you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. For me.
Welcome back. Perfect. That's perfect. So the reason why you, just to sort of wrap up this thought, the reason why you want to look at, if you're interested in this, NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the Transatlantic Alliance. The title is honest, but it, I think, escapes most people. It can't be that obvious, can it? If Junior Asparagus is thinking about joining the military, read this short little report. It's not long, about 30 pages. So you want to read, it's less than 40 pages total, the PDF. The previous installments, and I think all of them after, got sort of muddled with. But everything before October 23rd, 2008, I was looking at October 23rd, 2007. That's why I was thinking, what is that? So the 2008, October 23rd, revision says the mission of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, in Afghanistan is a test. Doesn't say it's seen as a test, which previous revisions, that was how they were worded. It says it is a test. So after several revisions, there was it was originally published August 22nd, 2006. So then you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 additional revisions, so 7 total, before the October 23rd, 2008 revision. They had plenty of time to get this wording right. So finally, after 7 revisions, the mission is not seen as a test. It is deemed a test. A test of the Alliance's, NATO's, political will and military capabilities. And I've talked about in the past when Defense Secretary Gates was stepping down, he mentioned this. Basically spoke directly to this, though most people had no idea to what he was referring. So let me just read this first paragraph of the summary of this report, Congressional Research Service report. What is that? Who knows? Who cares? Junior, you know what? Junior can go learn some fun new skills and how to shoot people and blow people up and manipulate people. And, you know, win hearts and minds and fun things before you, you know, go do the knock and talk raids and things. Do fun things at night and stuff. Be spooky. Remember when Jeff Cooper talked about ninjas? I don't think you'd find a person who would accuse him of being a coward. I don't know. Maybe you could. But he had a particular distaste for ninjas. So the summary, first paragraph, the mission. Well, we probably don't have time this time either. I probably have to finish. Yeah, I'll wait. And maybe we'll play the excerpt from The War You Don't See. Probably fitting, speaking of war. So, does it matter? Who knows? Maybe to some, hopefully. All right, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
First hour, war. Good God, what is it good for? So, Congressional Research Service Report, RL33627, revision, October 23, 2008 update or revision, is what we're looking at. Speaking of war, and I've always said, for basically since this was published, if you're thinking about military service, or if Junior Asparagus is thinking about military service, read this first. And I'm telling you, no one has ever come back and said, you know what, we read the whole thing, and oh my goodness. I've recommended this for, I don't know, nigh on 15 years or whatever it is, and no one ever says. It's just, it's astonishing how comfortably numb we prefer to remain, which gets to the heart of a very uncomfortable truth, I think, which is that Noam Chomsky's right. America is the bully of the world, the terrorist proliferator, the terrorist creator. America is the United States government, and the United States military, to be specific, are the terrorists. And that is a proxy of British intrigue. And that is really the revived Greco-Roman Empire. But that's all a different discussion for a different day. In pursuit of, you know, finishing the great unfinished work of Genesis 11, building a tower to heaven to overthrow God, and that culminates in Psalm 2 and Revelation 19, but whatever. It's astonishing how comfortably numb we prefer to remain. So Noam Chomsky is right. America, the United States government, United States military, DOD, Department of Offense, DOO, the DO, like the old CIA do, is the terrorist maker, the proxy terrorist maker. But the uncomfortable reality is what is not spoken to, typically, seldom if ever, is that we like being the bully. We'd rather be the bully, obviously, than the bullied, the abuser, rather than the abused. No wonder we have so many social issues that are just everywhere. This is the uncomfortable reality. Yeah, you know, the uncomfortable truth is we know that the United States government and, you know, like Noam Chomsky says, who projects power? $1 trillion. Authorization for use of military force, AUMF, for what? In Iraq. And what was that all about? Proven false. We would rather be the bully. And this does not bode well. Madison was right when he said that the means of foreign defense against foreign danger have been always the instruments of tyranny at home. And to underscore his point, in his speech of the Constitutional Convention, he mentioned among the Romans, it was a standing maxim to excite a war whenever a revolt was apprehended. Strategy of tension, terrorism as theater, much. This stuff predates Machiavelli, obviously. Machiavelli just marked it down because, you know, this was the post-Gutenberg era. Now we can finally, you know, collate our notes on this stuff. And so he continued, Madison, throughout all Europe, the armies kept up under the pretext of defending have enslaved the people. And so what's happening in America now? You know, military is the incubator for special forces, which is the incubator for, you know, operators become contractors. And that's a fuzzy line of, you know, Praetorian guards. And you know, you start thinking about it. If JSOC is under the purview of the White House, and if Fletcher Prouty was right, and there's the 40 committee, or you know whatever its equivalent might be today, and you have you know just a few people, and we've seen this in the post 9/11 era, we've seen it in the Barack Obama administration in particular. You know, the phony bin Laden nonsense. And what happened afterward, obviously. But, you know, this is not something that goes through Congress. These are things that happen in secret. You know, night raids and things and... Jeremy Scahill wrote a book about it, Dirty Wars. There was a documentary made subsequent to the book. Does anybody care? Do Americans watch these things before Junior decides to enlist? Don't think so. There's no counter, effectively, to the propaganda, despite the best efforts of folks. In this case, John Pilger, as we sort of eulogize him and remember him, it's astonishing. We like being the bully. That's the painful reality and the uncomfortable truth. But the more uncomfortable truth is that it always comes back to bite you in the end. So back to NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the Transatlantic Alliance, RL-33627, Congressional Research Report, CRS Report, RL-33627. The October 23rd, 2008 update. The summary, first paragraph, reads, "The mission of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, in Afghanistan is a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities." Oh, that's very democratic. It sounds like we're spreading freedom and democracy. It's a test. So we're going to go test our capabilities somewhere overseas, but not just anywhere. Since September 11, 2001, has everyone noticed that there's a respiratory thing floating around? You know, some people have noticed. It's not the cold or flu. It's not COVID. It's a respiratory thing that comes and then goes, but not really, and then it comes back and it just keeps repeating. And I'm sure that's just another coincidence. Since September 11, 2001, the Allies have sought to create a new, quotes, new NATO, a new NATO, able to go beyond the European theater. What is theater, dear comrades? Is all the world a stage? Isn't it funny how we have actors and theater, and but you know what? People don't want to acknowledge the reality of the language. The Allies, who are the Allies, too? The Allies have sought to create a new NATO able to go beyond the European theater to combat new threats. New threats. It's not, you know, an imaginary menace. And if you listen to the language and things in popular culture and entertainment, we are encouraged in here in America in particular to act like we're in some kind of theatrical production, including all the way to social media encouraging people to believe that they are their own star in their own production, which obviously is not true. We're living in a solipsistic world. So, continuing. The Allies have sought to create a new NATO able to go beyond the European theater to combat new threats. From whence do the threats derive? Such as terrorism. Who creates terrorists? Where did the... You know, you don't hear about the Mujahideen much, do you? You hear about the Taliban. You hear about Al-Qaeda. You hear about ISIS and so on. Why don't we ever hear about the Mujahideen? Because then you would trace it back to Operation Cyclone. Back when $600 million was something, the CIA and friends created the Mujahideen, which became the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, etc., etc., etc. Groups just keep splintering off. So who creates the terrorists? New threats, such as terrorism and the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. Have we ever found any weapons of mass destruction? Where do they come from? If they come from anywhere, seems like they usually come from places like Fort Detrick. Initially, anyway. Continuing, Afghanistan is NATO's first out-of-area, quote-unquote, mission. Afghanistan is NATO's first out-of-area mission beyond Europe. The purpose of the mission is the stabilization and reconstruction of Afghanistan. Stability operations, nation building. But why here? Get to that in a second. The mission is a difficult one because it must take place while combat operations against Taliban insurgents continue. Yeah. And by the way, you will recall that before this invasion, the Taliban had almost entirely shut down opium production in Afghanistan, declaring it un-Islamic. But that skyrocketed after the NATO invasion. Continuing, recent assessments of the current situation in Afghanistan point to a rise in the overall level of violence due to increased Taliban military activity and an increase in terrorist-related activities, including suicide bombings. So one of the things, you know, as an aside, hopefully, that I need to include here, because I've been saying, you know, we want to talk about this kind of stuff in an honest sort of way and get to the bottom of some of these things. No. Yeah, this, I think. No, this one. I think this. Or is it this? One of these two. There are a couple of interesting articles over at graydynamics.com by the what is referred to as the Radio Research Group, published back in 2022. Actually, the first one was published in 2022. The second one was, March 31, 2022. The second one was October 25, 2023. The first one is titled An Introduction to Fifth Generation Warfare. The second one is titled Fifth Generation Warfare, AI in the Election Cycle. So I want to draw your attention to, you know, what makes fifth generation warfare different? What distinguishes it from previous iterations of warfare? And these articles outline a few things, including the attribution problem, especially the attribution problem. And you will notice these days, this is becoming increasingly common. No one ever goes to prison. No one's ever even brought up on charges. You know, we have these phony show trials and things, the stuff with Donald Trump, for example. But the real criminals are never brought to justice. We don't even see them. And we know it. Most people know it. Most people know things like January 6th are a put-up job. It's ridiculous. Washington, D.C. is the most secured area on the planet, arguably. And to think that a few LARPers could, you know, be construed as an insurrection is absurd. you know, some provocateurs in the crowd and some LARPers and some dupes and useful idiots. Oh. The attribution problem. From the first article, 5GW, Fifth Generation Warfare, is a war of information and perception. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're headed into a break. Stick around, we'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums. Ready to race to you. These days are
happy days.
These days are with me.
Welcome back. And our parenthetical aside, as we wrap up here real quick, the attribution problem. This is something that I spoke to when we were talking about liminal warfare, the Gerasimov doctrine, which doesn't exist according to some people, except it does. The attribution problem. So from the first article that I mentioned, first in the series of two, An Introduction to Fifth Generation Warfare over at Gray Dynamics, this says, under the section, 5GW is a war of information and perception. We at Radio Research have evolved the definition stating that fifth generation warfare is defined by data-driven, non-kinetic military action designed to take advantage of existing cognitive biases and create new cognitive biases. Or, as Abbott and Rees-Herring describe, quote, the deliberate manipulation of an observer's context. You know how I've been saying context is key in the meta battle? There's a reason why meta is called meta now. It's not Facebook, it's meta, dear comrades. The deliberate manipulation of an observer's context in order to achieve a desired outcome. Bernays would be proud. Continuing, fifth generation warfare technologies have advanced to the point that when applied correctly, their very use has been concealed. As we describe further below in the attribution problem, in many cases, simply understanding who is behind a fifth generation warfare attack is impossible. This means that a fifth generation warfare conflict can be fought and won without a single bullet being fired, or even most of the population knowing that a war is taking place. The following technologies and techniques are often associated with 5GW. What is important to note is that these technologies may be used to heavily influence or completely remove the need for kinetic combat. And they include misinformation, data-driven, including deep fakes, cyber attacks, including honeypots, social engineering, social media manipulation, data-driven, which is decentralized and highly non-attributable, psychological warfare, memes and fake news. It's Operation Earnest Voice. It's astroturfing and sock puppets. It's fun. Mass surveillance, open source intelligence, commercially available social media analytics, open source and gray market data sets, commercially available satellite imagery, electromagnetic intelligence, cryptographic backdoors, and more. I'll finish this when we come back in the second hour, and we'll move on. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.